But I think most of the people who are listening or who will listen have faced a similar dark night of the soul that comes with the territory of living outside of the box. It's a little scary, and we need illumination like you're bringing to let us know it's okay. There's no devil behind
right.
the door.
Right, yeah. And I'll commence my response to that by saying, I think a better question than can I afford to is can I afford not to? Mm. Often in life we say, oh, can I afford to do that? Can I afford to do that? I think a better question is can I afford not to do it?
Mm.
And for your listeners who are maybe bumping up against the edges of the box like you just described, it's the image that's coming to me is an exam or a test that you go through in school or college. And if you get the answer wrong and you redo the test and you know that you got the answer wrong the previous time, you have to give a different answer because you know that if you put the same answer, you'll just keep getting it wrong. And I think sometimes, Kelly, that's what we do in life. We go through difficult times, you know, a ton of them sometimes, and sometimes we process the outcome or the aftermath of the event in the same way that we processed it before. Mm-hmm. So at some point, I'm sure for all your listeners and certainly for myself, eventually you'll get to a point where, and this is where I got in the sort of the story I was describing before, was I realized that I had to process, this one was so intense that I had to process it differently, because if I just went about things the same old way, I was going to get the same question on the exam again.
Right.
So for your listeners that maybe are bumping up against the outside of the box at the moment, I would, it's a general comment because I don't know the individual circumstances, of course, but as a generalization, I would say if you are bumping up against the box in an unpleasant way at the moment and it's something that's a bit familiar in terms of the emotions you're going through or the situation you're dealing with, do it differently than you did it before. we've all heard that phrase, same input, same output. So
that's good.
If you don't want to experience what you experienced before, either look at it differently than you did before or do something differently than you did before.